Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. We're back like we never left. It's so good to see so many people dialing in and calling in and listening in. Got a lot of exciting stuff going on, and I am super, super excited to be back. We had some issues last week with the server being down, so we didn't have the show. And, you know, when you lose momentum, I hate to lose momentum, but don't seem to be impacted too much with the show being missed. But, you know, that's a week that we didn't get the information out. That's a week that we didn't do what we needed to do. So I apologize to everyone that called in and couldn't get in and wanted to be on, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. But we're back. I have a lot of great information for you today. We've had an awesome, awesome week. Awesome conference at Youngevity out in Texas, which is wonderful. I'm going to go over a little bit of that stuff, and then we'll get into a topic for the evening. Any questions, of course, you always just press 1, and I'll be ready to bring you on, and you can ask whatever questions you need to ask, and we'll get you the answers you need, and we just look forward to a great show. John, you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Donald, doing really great. And you sent back some awesome information from the conference. And anyone that's interested in learning how to use the system to direct people to for help with their health or whatever, we have all of that information, which Donald will discuss with you. You can get, he can text you information of how to get into the system, and we will answer your questions on how to do this. I understand it was an awesome conference. I wasn't able to get there this time, but I will make the next one. So you all get yourself geared up, because that's the place to go to really get yourself fired up to learn how to start your business and how to be successful with your business. And the business is no more than just sharing information and giving testimony about what the product has done for you. And it will do the same for your family and anyone who makes a conscious effort to step up to the plate, try the product, and continue to take the product because it's needed daily. So I am at the airport picking up a friend. So if I might have to leave the phone for a while, but we have an awesome leader in Donald Snowden, and he's done some immaculate things for the company, for me, and for everyone that comes in contact with him. And he's following the plan that Dr. Wallach has set up for us to follow. So without further ado, I'm going to bring an awesome dynamic speaker to you, Donald Snowden, who will inform you, answer questions that you might have. And again, we apologize for last week of not being on the phone, but the conference took place and things were not in place to carry on the call. So get your friends to get on this call on a weekly basis, because we will be here. Thank you very much, and we thank all of you that are participating, that are getting on the line. We have quite a few people that have joined the company, and we'd like to acknowledge them because these people have joined the army of helping others to get their health in order and their families and so forth and pets. So don't leave them out. All right, I'd like to turn this over to Donald Snowden, Jr. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Wow, thank you, John. I appreciate that. And as always, I appreciate your wisdom and all you do to continue to push this mission. And not only that, but be a vessel and be an example. When people look at you, they can see that you're doing something. And you're doing something wonderful for yourself. You continue to move and not be slowed down by what they call age. You continue to take care of yourself, and you continue to look wonderful. And you get complimented on that all the time. And your testimony is what's enabled you to build the type of organization that you have built and help as many people as you've helped, some single-handedly and some with the team. But, again, we always appreciate you and everything that you do, and just keep staying on fire, man. I mean, you pretty much are a walking testimony, and people feed off of that. So just wanted to recap a little bit about last week. And a lot of companies and businesses you see open and close, and they may stay open for a few years. They may stay open for a little while. And, you know, you never really know how a business is doing except for by the people that work there or the people that are a part of it. And I am proud to say that Youngevity just celebrated their 20th anniversary. It's 20 years of doing as a company what Dr. Wallach's mission has been for the last 40 years, to save humanity from human suffering. And we've created, and he's created, a large army. But this army still has to grow, still has to be nurtured, and we still have to continue to fight, because we look at so many people around us that are dying younger and younger, that are sicker, younger and younger, and that just don't have the energy to get through the day. They don't have to get through the week. If they do anything, exerting themselves, they're sore, they can't get up the next day. You know, it's just the climate of America right now is suffering, whether it be with all of the racism stuff that we see going on, which I'm not going to get into, but that's part of it, because what you put in your mind and what's in your mind can cause health and sickness. I mean, can cause sickness and illness. Your mind is just as important as your vessel, your body. And so a lot, the climate in America right now is at a different place than it's been in a long time. And it doesn't mean that it hasn't been a place. It just means that it's been masked. But now it's out in the open, and a lot of people are affected. I've never seen this many people awake as far as politics go and as far as the pulse of what's going on in the country goes at this late of an election or after an election. I mean, we're in the eighth month of the year, and things are just as exciting and alive as they were back in January and way back in November. So that means people are waking up and people are listening. Also, people are paying attention, because the ones who do have health issues and are affected by their health are looking at what's going on with the insurance markets and what's going on with the healthcare system, and is that going to change? Is it going to stay the same? And there are a lot of people really concerned about that. That's because either we haven't told them that they control their health and not the medical system, or they're so sick that they need the insurance to pay for their health. But we have to remember, insurance only pays for you to be sick. Insurance will pay for a drug, and insurance will pay for surgery. But if you ever wanted to do something a little bit different, and there are a few things, I'm not going to make a blanket statement as to that's the only few, but there are a few things as far as they might let you go on a few chiropractic visits. And they might have a few other things in place that you may be able to try some alternative things. I want to be clear on that because there are so many programs. But in totality, there's not enough of support from the insurance companies to the point where you're able to get nutrition that's going to help the body heal, that's going to give the body what it needs on a regular basis. You're not able to get that. You know, and so therefore, there's outlets that you have to, and channels you have to try to go through to find out, how do I get healthier? How do I detox my body? And this is the reason why we have this call every week, so that you can have a better grasp and a better understanding of your own body, so you don't have to depend on a system that doesn't even know much about healthcare. And they're more about sick care. You only go to the doctor when you're sick, unless you're getting a physical. But for the most part, we go to the doctor and hospital more because we're sick. And then they manage our sickness. We don't ever really get well if you stay indoctrinated into that system, because you begin to get on a prescription drug, which has a side effect. And then you don't know if it's the problem that you have that you went there initially for that you're plagued with, or if you're plagued with the side effect of the drug or drugs you're taking. So, you know, this platform is here, and this army is here to help fight the status quo and to show you that your health is controlled by you and you only. And how you feel every day is extremely important, because that will let you know how well you're able to live your life, the quality of life, how hard you're able to go after your dreams and your passion. Because all of us have something in our lives that we want to do, or we have dreams and we have passion, but we don't have the vitality, we don't have the energy, we don't have the health to fulfill those things. Because doing something you really, really want to do and doing something you're really, really passionate about is hard to do. But because it's your passion, you continue to do it. But if you don't have your health, you can't maintain your wealth, or you can't create your wealth, which is your passion. And again, that's why we have this platform. So at the Youngevity Conference in Texas, it was in Dallas, Texas, and it started on Wednesday, and it was over on Saturday night. And it's amazing to go to a place where everybody is pretty much like-minded. It's a family environment. Everybody's on the same nutrition. You don't have to wonder about what somebody else is taking or what somebody else is doing. Everybody looks wonderful. You see people who have just gotten to the program that are going through their first little transition into their testimony, and they feel great. They feel much better than they felt in years. They may have not reached their target goal, but they are working at it, and they are around people that are feeding them mentally in a positive manner. Dr. Wallach did an endless amount of presentations and lectures to keep us up to speed on the new products that have been formulated by Youngevity, and also some of the things that he's learned as far as disease management and reversing, and a lot of the continuing education that he gets, because him being a veterinarian, a pathologist, and a naturopath, he's doing a lot of continuing education. But he alluded to the fact that he gets more out of the continuing education in veterinary medicine that he has to do than he does from any other one. And that's because his passion is animals, but he also knows that in the animal industry, you have to cure animals. You can't just manage their illness, because animals don't work that way. If an animal's sick and so sick, they'll euthanize the animal. But if there's something that can be done and the animal can be saved, that animal is cured. You've not ever seen a horse or sheep or cow and talk to the farmer that owns them or the person that owns them and say, yeah, they've been on high blood pressure medication for years. You don't hear that. Or they're going in for a hip replacement. You don't hear that. Or they need to go to the dentist because they got tooth decay. You don't hear that. And those animals never brush their teeth. they get perfect nutrition, and they get nutrition based on their body weight. And when you get the right amount of nutrition based on your body weight, your body gets everything that it needs, and then food just becomes value added. And that's the way that we need to approach our health on the human side. And so there was a lot of that type of information being disseminated. Dr. Glidden, who's another one of the fabulous doctors within Youngevity, did a lot of presentations and sessions. We learned about some new products that are coming on the line, heart health related products to not only help the heart stay strong, but to also keep arteries clear. And they put in formulations of different products together that they already have to make them that much more efficient when you take them. So they're working at, okay, we can take less of each particular product because we can combine certain things and we can do certain things. And they're big on adding a lot of probiotics and different things to the products because we understand that digestion is what really plagues America. And when I say digestion, I'm talking about digestive disorders and gluten intolerance is something that's really plaguing America. Because we can't absorb food, we can't absorb nutrition. And when you can't absorb nutrition, your body starts to break down. And when your body breaks down, illnesses start to set in, diseases start to set in, and then medications are needed, and surgeries are needed. And it's kind of a downward spiral that just continues to happen until the point where either you're getting stuff replaced, Or you're dying, literally, and you're in hospice and trying to wait your days out in pain. And it shouldn't have to be that way, and it does not have to be that way. Some of the other things that were covered at the conference was really about how we do not share this message enough. If I heard anything more, it would have been that. And different speakers said it different ways. Different celebrities said it different ways. But at the end of the day, we do not connect with enough people to be able to share this message. We understand health. We understand wellness. We understand what it takes to be healthy. We have testimonies to show that either it was us that had a breakthrough, or it was somebody we knew who we helped directly or even indirectly that's had a breakthrough. We know that what we're doing works. And we have to be more aggressive in getting that out there. And I don't mean going out there and seeing somebody that's limping and tell them, oh, you need to try this or you need to try that. I'm not saying it from that aspect. What I'm saying is that we need to connect with more people and show our hearts to people. The genuine care and concern that you should have for a person, and you connect with them and you find out what their story is all about. You find out about their family. You find out about their quality of life. You find out about what they do for a living. You find out what their dreams, goals, and aspirations are. And that's just through a regular conversation. We have them every day. But we don't ever think about what a person is asking for when we have a conversation, because a lot of times we don't listen to listen. We listen to respond, or we hear to respond. Somebody's talking and it's something that we have to say, and we don't really get the full extent of what they're saying or what they're even asking us for. And that's something that we have to do a better job, me holding the mirror in front of my face as well, to really connect with more people. Because something this great shouldn't go unnoticed. Something this great should not be swept under a rug. So that's one of the biggest highlights that I've taken away from the fact of we have to do more. Youngevity is a platform that has put things in place for us, meaning they have the products for us that's needed. They have the support for us that's needed. They have the research that has been done by Dr. Wallach and the medical advisory team and the sports advisory team. All that research has been done. All the tools are in place. All you have to do is just plug and play. And we're not playing this game hard enough. And so that's part of my renewed strength and my goals going forward, is to really ramp up some more, continue to get better within myself, continue to feed myself positivity, continue to surround myself with people who are positive, people who inspire me. And that could be anybody. It does not have to be someone that's in a status above you. It could be somebody you see every day. It could be that homeless person that's out there every day, and you say to yourself, I don't know what he went through or she went through, but I don't want to be there. I need to harness something that's bigger than myself so I can make sure I'm not there. It could be your children. It could be your grandchildren. It could be close friends. Anybody can inspire you if you pay attention to their story and if you understand their story. We go through life and we know so many people, but we don't see their story. We don't understand their story. And we automatically think, oh, they probably don't need that, or they're okay, or they have money, or they have health, and we really don't know. I had an awesome conversation with a gentleman today, and he's in his almost to his 40s, and he was telling me that he was on high blood pressure medication, and he takes testosterone medication. And that was part of our conversation, but he realized that he watched the movie What the Health, and he watched Forks Over Knives, and he watched a few of those documentaries that really had him look at his diet. And he's decided to change his diet, and he's lost some weight. He's exercising more, and he's feeling great. And so there was not a conversation for me to have with him at this point about nutrition. We talked about it. I gave him a pollen burst to try, but he's not looking for help in that area at this point because he realizes that what he's been doing has worked. And when somebody's doing something that works, then you leave that. You leave them with that. But then we also talked about time, and he talked about how the position that he has takes up so much time away from his family. And his children. His phone's ringing at 9:30 at night. And so I realized that it was time he needed. But if you don't listen, you'd automatically think that he needs nutrition. Or you may even think that he needs something more than what we have. But most people only need two things. They need better health. Actually, three things. They need better health. They need better money or better finances, or they need more time. That's the three things that people really look for in life. And to have a balance of all three is euphoric, because you get up every day with the day in control and the day ahead of you. But it's all a process, and that process has to start somewhere. And so that's one of the things that we have to listen to and pay attention to when we're speaking with people. And you do not have to be the expert. That's why you have John. That's why you have myself, who Dr. Wallach. You have a lot of the tools in place where we have really dedicated ourselves to making sure that you can get the resources that you need. And that's why I said Youngevity has done everything for us as far as the platform and everything that we need. All we have to do is be a tour guide. You connect with a person, you talk to a person, and you don't even have to tell them anything yet. You just listen to them, and you find out what their needs are. And then after you get off the phone with them or after you have the conversation with them, you go to somebody like a John or myself, or you go to some of the tools that we have, and you say, huh, this person needs more health. And based on what they told me, let's see what's best for them. or this person needs more money. Based on the tools and the people that I have that are available to me, let me see what works best for them. Or they need more time. Let me see what works best for them. And then you call one of us or you send a tool and you say, hey, look, I have this person that I spoke to. Here's their issue. Can you help me? And we say yes, and we set up a time and a date, and you call that person back, and you say, you know what, man, we talked the other day, and you told me that you needed more time and you needed some better health, and I don't know why I didn't think of this when we were talking, but I really have somebody that you need to talk to. And this person will be able to help you, will be able to guide you into getting more of what you need. They're a great person. They're dedicated to this. They're committed to that. And they want to help you. Do you want to speak with them? Can I line up a time for us to speak? And that person will either say yes, I would love to, or they'll say no. But you know what? You've done your job. And then that way, your conscience is clear down the road if anything ever happens. Or you wish that you would have said something or didn't say something, your conscience is clear. But it's so easy to connect with people. We will tell somebody, I have this movie that just came out not too long ago called Girls Trip. And between Facebook and a lot of the social media and even What the Health, that documentary, everybody is, oh, you got to see this documentary. You got to see this movie. It was so funny. You have to, I mean, if it's the last thing you do, you need to watch it. It'll change your life. And we do it all the time. And then when it comes to something like our health or what we need or who can help us, we're quiet. And we don't need to be quiet. That's the time when we need to be vocal. Because people are looking for leadership. People are not looking for more friends. People are looking for leadership. People are looking to be told what to do to get them out of their current situation and get them to a better place. And I don't care what their status is. If they're rich and they work 24 hours a day, they need more time. If they're poor and they can't pay for time, they need more money. If they're broke and they're sick because they're paying all of their money in medical expenses and bankruptcies because of medical expenses, they need better help. There's a way for everybody, but we just have to share. We keeping this to ourselves too much. So that's the biggest takeaway I got. And then also to serve. We went to a school for, it's called the CAN Academy. And the CAN Academy, and this is super important because service is near and dear to my heart. And to be able to serve communities and serve people is a beautiful thing. And we went to this CAN Academy, and it's a school for teenagers who, especially moms, who are teenage moms. And they created this school so these kids, these mothers can go to high school, and there's childcare right there on campus or right at the school. So they can drop their babies off and go to school and finish their high school, get their high school diploma. There's programs in place to help them with the children. And we went to this school and we did some beautification at the school. We created a path and we put some shrubs down and we put mulch down. They had a vegetable garden that was overrun and we cleared that out. And we put in new fruits and vegetables. And this is part of what Longevity does as part of their Be the Change Foundation. So not only do they have all of this as far as nutrition and services and all of the other things, but they really go out to the community and help the community. And they're hands-on. The CEO and I were pulling vines off the side of a building together, the CEO of Longevity. You know, his wife was going around making sure we had water. The president of the company was helping plant flowers and hauling dirt that we had dug up around the corner to throw away. I mean, these people, they get in and they get down and dirty all the way from the top to the bottom. And when you're a part of something that great, it's hard not to want to do better. It's hard not to want to be better. And so, you know, this platform and this company is just an amazing, amazing thing. And you're never too far away when you in Youngevity because it's a global company. So you can go around the world. You know people around the world can be connected. Health is cyclical. Bad health is everywhere. Good health is where you can find it. Youngevity is kind of everywhere to help you with your health. Some of the things I learned, and I'm going to go into some health stuff, because that's really the platform for this call and it's what I enjoy talking about. But a couple of things that I'd learned, I really got a chance to understand a little bit more nutrition and the breakdown of nutrition and why we get to the point where we get to as far as our foods are concerned and why we need to do a little bit more in our health as far as supplementation goes because of the foods that we have access to and the system that we have access to doesn't cater to us getting food that's nutritious. They just cater to us getting something that's going to fill us up for a little while. And so when we used to look at food, we understand that nutrition was food. Back in the day, if you wanted to have something nutritious, you'd eat an apple or some cherries, some grapefruit, pineapples, different things that made you feel good and that you got nutrition from, tomatoes and collard greens and kale and salmon and all of those things, all of those particular superfoods that were full of nutrition. And food was just that. Food has had vitamins. Food has vitamins in it. It has minerals in it. It has micronutrients in it. Food is one of those things that we need to be able to survive. But over time, our soils have become depleted. Our system has become broken. They're mass producing so much food because the goal is to fill us up. The goal is just to feed you, but not really give you the nutrients. And so they became okay with genetically modifying foods and changing the way that foods are made and foods are grown to the point where they can be grown in any environment now. The phytonutrients, the plant-based nutrients that foods used to have from the sun through photosynthesis, they don't get because they're genetically modified. They can't absorb anything. The soils are so depleted, there's no nutrients in them. The enzymes and all the synthetics and the altered stuff and the manipulated stuff is what we're dealing with and what we're going through right now in our food system. And so we try to eat right. We try to do the right thing. But doing the right thing does not get us to a place of health because the tomatoes and the apples don't have the same amount of nutrition that they have in them as they used to. And so we tend to eat those things. And granted, yes, it is better than eating fried foods. It is better than eating fast foods. It is better than eating sugar and candy. It is much better than that. But it's not going to give us the nutrients and the health that we need to be able to sustain ourselves for a long period of time. Their foods, when we cook our foods, you know, they talk about a raw diet or eating raw food. And the closer our foods are to being whole, the more nutrients we get out of them. Once we start to cook our foods, and depending on how long you cook them or if you overcook them, you lose about 59% of the nutrients that are in the food, especially if you're cooking it on high and you're burning a lot of the nutrients out of it, you lose it. And so now even the food that we had that didn't have as much in it, we lost even more through cooking. You know, insulin that we take in through sugars and starches have a different effect on our bodies and on our minds because it's a synthetic. Things like aspartame that's in Splenda and a lot of your sugar-free drinks And a lot of those things that we look at and we think, oh, they're healthy because they're sugar-free, but they load them up with aspartame, which is just a chemical, artificial sweetener. And how those artificial sweeteners work is they decrease the body's ability to tell itself to stop being full. So basically, when you would eat food and you eat enough of it or you drink juice, your body would say, okay, that was enough. But what this aspartame and these artificial sweeteners are trained to do is they're trained to tell the body, hey, I'm not full yet. I know you just drank a half a 2 liter of Diet Pepsi, but I'm not full. And so you tend to continue to eat. It makes you hungry. So the very thing that you're trying to not do by eating less or by trying to eat or drink diet drinks is now causing you a problem with your health because you're always hungry and you're eating more. And you see a lot of people who are eating and drinking diet drinks that are obese. And you think, okay, well, they're obese, so they're drinking a diet soda because that should be better for them. But in actuality, it's the opposite. They're drinking that. It's making them hungrier, so they continue to eat or they continue to drink. And that was kind of an eye-opener for me, but it made so much sense because insulin in the mind controls the body and the body's ability to turn on lectin. And lectin is what is used to, is one of the things that is used to let the body know that it's full or let the body know that we've had enough. But when you have those rushes of insulin, especially through artificial sweeteners or things, synthetic sugars, the mind controls the insulin, and then when your insulin increases, then your body turns off lectin. So then now you have an overrun of insulin, and when you have an overrun of insulin, then you start to get anxiety, you start to get depression, and when you look at what's going on in America today, that's what so many people are suffering from. Panic attacks, anxiety, depression, it's a blood sugar imbalance. And so all of that needs to be under control, and it seems like a lot. It really does. It's like, where do you start? You know, if I do this over here, then this is going to affect this over there. And you're absolutely right. And that's why we say it's too tricky with food. Food is really tricky. And you can eat healthy food or nutritious food, so to speak, but you're not going to be able to eat enough of it day to day to get enough nutrition. You don't know how much kale you would have to eat to equal a daily amount of vitamins that you would get from kale. You don't know how many tomatoes you would have to eat to get a daily amount of lycopene or whatever you're going to get from that tomato. You don't know how much meat you would have to eat if you're a meat eater to get the amount of protein that you would need. So we just try a bunch of different stuff. We eat a bunch of different stuff. You know, we try to mix our vegetables together. We try to mix our vegetables apart. We try to eat them raw. We try to eat them cooked. Or we try to eat them just steamed. We try to steam our fish and our shrimp. We try to boil and bake our chicken. We can't fry it. So it's like, what do you do to maintain health with just food? It's too much to try to maintain your health. It's okay to eat, and it's okay to eat good food, but it's hard to maintain health with your food. It's almost impossible. Can't eat enough of it. So therefore, you must have your added nutrition. And when you take nutrition based on body weight, then you know that your body, just like in the animal industry, your body is going to have everything it needs. And then food is value added, and you'll find that you eat a whole lot less when you have the right amount of nutrition. You'll find that you feel better when you have the right amount of nutrition. You find that your level of clarity higher when you have the right amount of nutrition. I'm gonna tell you, it's taken me about a day and a half. Being in Texas is an hour difference, so you get up in the morning. I get up at 3:45 here in North Carolina most mornings, at least 5 days a week. And then you go to a place where 3:45 is actually 2:45. And that's not too bad. I'm sorry, 3:45 is actually 4:45. So it feels like you gain an hour of sleep. That's not too bad. But then when you come back home and you try to get reacclimated, it's a little bit different. And so the body then has to go through changes. Going, getting off and on airplanes, you have to go through changes. The change in atmospheric pressure, you have to go through changes. And it'll affect you a day or two. But if you don't have the nutrition and the supplementation, it'll affect you much longer than that. And when you have great nutrition, such as pollen burst and a lot of the different things that we have, that's going to feed the body and feed the cells, you overcome much quicker. Last night I decided I was going to go to bed early, and early was going to be about 10 o'clock. I realized that I hadn't gotten a platform for the show together. I had a writing I had to do, and it was almost 1 o'clock before I went to bed. But when it's time to get up, it's time to get up. The day starts. Yeah, I had too much in a day to be trying to sleep later and fool around with getting a few more minutes when I got things like Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst and all the things that I need. It's just a matter of getting out of bed and getting my feet on the floor. And then to be able to get on this call, and we had another call last night. I mean, this thing is on fire right now. So, you know, what I mean in saying about food is that food is okay. Good food is okay. Clean, farm-raised food is okay. Local grown. You know, we tend to run to the store, and we feel better going to the store to get eggs than we do to get eggs from the lady who has the chickens around the corner. And so I just challenge you to seek out, if you can, if you're in a place where you can go online and you can seek out people who have farmers markets and different things like that, where you don't have to eat Purdue chicken or Tyson's chicken, because those are the chickens that aren't good for you. Those are chickens that sit in makeshift-type coops all day long and don't go anywhere, and they're fed a diet that's not even their diet. You'll see on a pack of chicken fed a vegetarian diet. Chickens aren't vegetarians. They've never been vegetarians. They eat worms. They eat bugs. That's what they do. They're not vegetarians. So cows are vegetarians. Horses are vegetarians. Chickens aren't vegetarians. So, you know, you don't need that chicken. You don't need that steak from, or that meat, or that pork from Tyson's Foods or Smithfield, whatever the case may be. You don't need that. That's the stuff that's bad for you. But you find a local farmer who has chickens, and you can buy chicken from him, and you can actually go see the chickens, and they're out free range walking around. You can buy eggs from them. You see the cows from the time that they're calves all the way up until the time that they're slaughtered and you get your meat. That's how it used to be. And that's what we have to go back to. And even still, that makes eating that much more comfortable, because at least you know you have control over what you're eating. But we still need the nutritional piece. We still need the supplementation piece. Because without that, we're not going to be healthy. And the reason why we know that is we look at vegetarians or we look at vegans and the lifespan of vegans. Vegans don't live any longer than a drunk on the street or the average life expectancy of Americans. It's like 70, 79 years old. Vegans don't live any longer than that. We had a billionaire by the name of Steve Jobs who was a vegan. He was a non-supplemented vegan. He had a 5-star chef. He ate all vegan food. And he dies at 59 of pancreatic cancer. And I name him because he was somebody who could have paid for life. But when you use the same system, you're going to get the same result. It doesn't matter if you're poor or if you're rich. If you go to the hospital for disease care, you're going to get the same treatment. Now, yes, if you have a tragedy, something tragic happened to you, you go to the hospital, and they will take good care of you. you get in an accident, you know, somebody gets shot, or you fall through a window, or you're hurt on the battlefield protecting the country, they will take care of you. They will keep you alive. They do a wonderful job at that. But when it comes to your health and disease care and management, it's the wrong place to go. If you got a little bit of time, you need to look at what your body is missing. You need to look at what deficiencies you have. And the only way you do that is by making sure that you get all the nutrients your body needs every day, and that's 90 essential nutrients. The proper ratios of your omegas. And one of the things about omegas is the ratio of your omega-6s will always be higher. So what you have to do to balance it is you eat more veggies and eggs and a little meat sometimes here or there. But the more you have of veggies, the balance kind of happens in your omega-6s. And we don't know those things when we start to eat our food. And we don't always know what foods and what things we need to make that balance happen. But what we do know is if we get us a bottle of essential fatty acids, which is already the proper ratios mixed up for us, and we take those based on body weight, then we know, okay, we've gotten the right amount and the right balance of omegas for the day for our body weight. So the balance of omega-3s, 6s, and 9s is balanced. Because why? We've taken that through supplementation. Now, if I want to eat some more eggs, I can eat some more eggs. And if I want to eat a piece of grilled chicken, I can have a piece of grilled chicken. But I don't have to worry about it in the sense of, did I get everything that I need? When you eat a salad, and you eat a wonderful salad, and it tastes so good, and you finish that bottle, and you finish that bowl, and you don't know how much nutrition you just got. You don't know if you fed you don't know if you fed your kidneys. You don't know if you fed your spleen. You don't know if you fed your joints. You don't know if you fed your brain. You just know you had a salad, and salad is supposed to be healthy, and it tasted good. But you don't know if you got enough nutrition, and so that's where longevity makes up for. Longevity just makes up for what we don't get out of our foods. And it's done in such a way, and it's researched in such a way, and it's put together in such a way that our bodies are able to absorb it. If we don't have gluten intolerance, and our bodies are able to maintain that as long as we continue to feed it every day. One of the other things, and one of the final things that I wanted to cover for the evening, can garden or find a place that is a local garden, or if you want to grow your own food, there are minerals that we have within longevity that you can add to the soil that's going to put the right amount of nutrition in your soil. These are 77 plant-derived minerals that are put into your soil to then now give your soil all the nutrients that it needs. Because I hear a lot of people say, you know, I grow food. If I could grow it with all the nutrients in it, would I still have to take the supplementation? And that's a good question. And I always tell them, let's try it and see, because everybody's different. But if you put all 77 plant-derived minerals in your food, in your garden, and let's just say you have high blood pressure and you're type 2 diabetic and you decide to grow a garden, and you put all the minerals in the garden, and you do everything compost, and you do everything you're supposed to do for the garden, and you eat out that garden, everything you could make, everything you could think of, you grow in that garden. Fruits, vegetables, zucchini, squash, whatever it is, you grow it in that garden. And if in 90 days of you eating out of your garden, your high blood pressure normalizes, your blood sugar normalizes, and you become a ex-type 2 diabetic, then yes, that means you've done everything you needed to do and you have enough nutrients in your soil and you're eating enough of the right foods in the right combinations to now have changed the scope of your health for the positive. But that's, like, again, that's very hard to figure out. So all you have to do is base it on how you feel. So although I grow a garden and I have fruits and vegetables in my garden, I still take my nutrition, and I take it by body weight. Because what will happen if you have too much nutrition? Absolutely nothing. You'll urinate a little, you'll urinate it out. Or when you have a bowel movement, you'll waste it that way. Or when you sweat, like you sweat through your feet, you'll sweat it out. When you sweat through your skin, you'll sweat it out. So you're always constantly losing minerals every day with sweat, with excretion. So nothing happens. What happens if you take too much of a prescription drug every day? You're overdose. We see it happening so many times, and people talk about recreational drugs that's hurting people, but really prescription drugs is what's taking people out. The overabuse of prescription drugs and painkillers and all these things combined with alcohol is a big deal. So that, in a nutshell, is where we are this week. I am super excited to continue to do what we do, to be on the call every week, to continue to share information, to continue to learn as we go, and just be an army and a team that can help each other, that can teach each other how to be healthy, how to be happy, how to have vitality, how to do the things that everyday life doesn't afford most of us, because we're chasing and we never really ever catch up. John.
Yeah.
Did you have anything you want to add?
No. You said it all. And that was a lot of information that people can use to get their health squared away. So I encourage all of you to continue to get on this call on a weekly basis and spread this information to the people that's going to your churches, the pastors. We have people of all walks of life that are getting on these calls because they need to pass it on not only to their family, but their grandchildren, which is their family, but those are ones who will continue to carry the family legacy on, and we want to provide them with as much truth as we can while we are still on the planet and show them how to do the same and how to teach their family to live and take these supplements that the earth is no longer providing for us. So we thank you all, each and every one of you who get on this call, and we hope that it's been a blessing to you. And give us some feedback. And as you use these products and talk to someone who can get you involved in the program, which is Donald, Mary Ann Cashman, there are many of us that can help you out, then contact us, and we will get you signed up and help you to get those products so that you can change your life. So with that, Donald, I'd like to thank you immensely for all the information that you've given to everyone and the time that you've spent going to Dallas and all. So we thank you for this. And God bless you all. God bless each and every one of you that's on the phone. Thank you. Donald,
thank
I'll turn
you,
it back over to you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. And again, you know, I appreciate every single one of you, the ones that get on the call to listen, the ones that invite people to the call, the ones that just get on the internet and watch the call happen. I appreciate you, because that means that we're doing something that is beneficial, that's valuable. To have somebody bring value to your life is an amazing thing. to have information that brings value to your life is an amazing thing. Information is powerful when you have the right information. Because you can have the wrong information and be powerful the wrong way and hurt a lot of people and take a lot of people with you. You go broke enthusiastically taking a whole lot of people with you because you don't know what you don't know. But when you have the right information, and how do you know if that information is right? Because it has positively affected the people around you. They've changed for the positive. They feel better for the positive. They're humble and they're grateful for the information. That's how you know if you have the right power. When you serve humanity and when you serve the people around you, that's how you know if you have the right power, because the universe repays you over and over and over and over and over again. So with that being said, we'll be back here next week at 7. I look forward to another Pat call, and I want to make sure that I go out and talk to Marianne and make sure she's doing all right. And
I'm on the host key. It says I am.
You're here.
I am. Can you hear me?
How are you?
I am well, Donald. I just wanted to chime in here before you leave and thank you again for a very fine review of who we are, where we're going, and how we can get there as expeditiously as possible. You and John are such a gift, such an inspiration, and we are all so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we are grateful to have you as well. We're grateful for your testimony. We're grateful for your energy and all that you bring, because without you, then we are just talking about these people who've had great success from what we've done, but they never get to hear from them. They never get to see them. So thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's a pleasure to live it.
Yes. Yes. Great to hear from you.
Thank you very much. God bless you all, everyone on the line.
Thank you. Wonderful. So, folks, another great week, another great call, and wasn't short by any means. I think we have another question or a comment. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, this is Eva. I just wanted to say thank you very much. I appreciate everything. It was the information is so valuable, and I will share it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eva.
Bye-bye.
You doing all right today?
Yes, I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that comment. I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You know, I really appreciate that, and John appreciates it. It is the little things that keeps you going. It's little comments like that. It's the big comments. It's the change of life. And these people that comment, we've helped in some way, shape, or form. And they've helped us. And that's what it's all about, respect to each other and love for each other. And that's why I say we're a family. As John says, we're all here to support you. If we can help you, if we can help your family, we're all over the map, from East Coast to West Coast. We have our West Coast team. We got on their call last night, and then there's some of them are on our call today. So we cover the world. There's nowhere we can't reach with the right information. Information goes everywhere if it's the right information. That's the one we're putting out. So, again, thank you guys. See you next week. Have a good night. Have a productive week. And just remember to connect with more people. We don't have to just tell people everything, but just sit and listen and understand what we have. And when you hear something that we have, your ears perk up a little bit and you just jot it down as a mental note. And then they may say something else that we have and your ears perk up and you jot it down as a mental note. One other thing that I almost forgot is we have services within Youngevity. So anybody, and these are free services, and I want to go over this right quick because I think this is extremely important, and it's a great asset to us in Youngevity. We have something called Youngevity Services, and these are free services. So if you've ever ordered a product, if you have an ID number, these services are open to you, and they're free to use. You just pay for whatever it is you're wanting to do. And I'm going to go over these services that we have, and you use them as a resource, and you allow your family and friends to use these services. And if it's something that they want to use, anything that I name, all they have to do is they can log in through your account, or you can set them up a free account, because it doesn't cost anything to have a service, to sign up for the services. The services are absolutely free. It's the only company in the United States where you can have these services for free. Where what I'm saying is you don't pay to be part of a system, and then you still pay for the service. And you'll see what I mean in a second. So we have home services. In the home services section, you have Telecare, which is the pharmacy card discount, or people who don't have insurance sign up through here, and they can get, for up to five people, insurance for $19.95. And a doctor call, where you can call into a doctor. Say you're out of town, like I was in Dallas, and I ate something and got food poisoning. I could pick up the phone and call this hotline. A doctor would call me back. I would tell him, and this is a board-certified doctor or pediatrician. They call back. I tell them what my problem is. They can call over to they can diagnose me and say, okay, you need an antibiotic or what have you. They can call over to the pharmacy, whichever one is closest to you, send that prescription over to the pharmacy in another town that you're not even familiar with, so you don't have to worry about trying to find a pharmacy. All you got to know is how close you are to one, and you just give them the address where you are, and they'll say, okay, here's a pharmacy that's right around the corner from you. They'll send a prescription over to that pharmacy, and then on the back of that card that you have, you take it and you use it as a pharmacy card to potentially save you a discount on that particular medication. So that's called Telecare service. And again, that gives you a phone call to a doctor, whether you're in town or out of town. And for people who don't have insurance, this is a great tool, because a lot of people who don't have insurance don't go to the doctor as often. But they have that one particular time where something happens, they get sick, they don't feel well, and they need to speak to a doctor. And this is a service for $19.95 per month, up to five people in a household. So you can have a family of five under one account for $19.95 a month that you can call these doctors if you need that, and they can call in a prescription, or they can talk to you over the phone about how to help your immediate situation. We have another one called Cart Ripple. Cart Ripple is where you would go online, sort of how people go online and they shop. You know, they might shop at Target, Kohl's, and Walmart. They don't like to go out to the stores, so they shop online. And Cart Ripple is over 2,000 stores. Plus, you can earn cash back on your purchases. And all of these things go towards your volume in Youngevity, your qualifying volume, your business volume. All of these things translate not only into the service that you're using, but also into volume. And there's no monthly fees for Cart Ripple. So you save money when shopping at your favorite stores, and you can earn cash back. You use the price compare tool to find the lowest prices on the web to find the special deals. So Cart Ripple is part of what you have in these services. Travel and entertainment. Staggering discounts on your hotel and entertainment prices. Enjoy the lowest prices available on your hotel rooms, sporting events, concerts, attractions, theme parks, theaters, and more. Why pay retail prices on your travel and entertainment when you can have them for wholesale? Just like how it is when you buy your products. If you have a Youngevity ID, if you're a rep or you have an ID, you get wholesale on your products. So this is another wholesale tool. It's a travel and entertainment tool, part of the service. Then you have identity protection and credit monitoring services. With all the fraud and stuff that's going on, all you do is you go to these and you sign up. It's one of the top-of-the-line identity protection services with the utmost financial and information defense. And unlike our competitors, not only do we provide you with $1 million in coverage, but we also include constant credit monitoring. You will be protected, and you can feel secure knowing that Longevity Identity Protection has you covered. And this is something that's, if you've ever heard of LifeLock, pretty close to that. Then you have tech support. For a lot of us using computers and different things, and we end up going to Geek Squad, or we end up going to a lot of the Best Buy and a lot of these different places to bring our computers, you have that. And it's a technology, technology is the foundation of society. You don't need to know everything about it to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Whether it's your computer, your TV, your router, or any other technical device, Longevity Tech Support is on the ready at all times of the day in order to ensure you that you will always have a helping hand. So that's tech support. Then you have roadside assistance. And that's the security you need when you need it. Longevity Roadside covers every base and has your back around every corner. Anytime, day, any time of the year, Longevity Roadside will be there for you in any way you need. Locked out, flat tire, dead battery, you need a tow, no worries. 24/7, you're covered. And that's like a AAA. So you pay your AAA membership, you pay your membership, your Longevity membership for that roadside. So any of those particular services that you want to use, you pay for that service. But to be part as a membership, you don't pay for the ability to have these services at your beck and call. And then that's the home services. And then you have the business services. And the business services, small business loans. If you know small businesses, mom and pop shops, they may be looking for money, or they may be looking to expand a restaurant, or they want to do a marketing campaign. And you can, there's flyers and there's different things. You can call John or you can call myself and you say, hey, I know a business owner that's looking to expand his restaurant or needs a loan for whatever the case may be. And because you have an ID number, that's how it's tracked. And we'll give them the pertinent information and they'll go and fill out a one-page application. And then they'll get pre-qualified or they get qualified within 24 hours, and then they get their money within 7 days. And they can do loans from anywhere from $10,000 to $500,000 in under a week. So these are small businesses. So if you know any small businesses and you reach out to them and you happen to be talking to them, you ask them, you know, if they tell you, you know, they need capital, you ask them, are you looking for any resources to do anything? Are you growing your business? Whatever the case may be. And this is one of the things when they talk about us not doing enough. Yes, we have health, and yes, we have nutrition, but these services are absolutely wonderful as well. We also have merchant processing. Merchant processing is every time you pay for something using a credit card, whether you pay for it online, whether you use your chip and insert it in that machine in the store, that's all credit card. That's all merchant processing. And so we have a program that will save the small business money on their merchant processing. So they save money on the amount that they would spend to process credit card payments. It's cheaper. But they get the same service through this merchant processing. And then we have voice, which is kind of our telecom. We provide the flexibility to choose from the widest range of calling features and internet connectivity options from all the leading providers, and then you get the best rate. So anybody that's looking for a phone or some kind of system that has to do with telecom, we have that as well. And these are in your business services. And these are all things that businesses need, can't get enough of. Mobile phone services, we have that as well. Data and internet services. And then also cloud services. Cloud services is where you store lots and lots of information that you may have on your phone that's clogging up space on your phone or on your computer. You can put them in a cloud service, and they're protected from fraud and from hacking and all of those particular things. So those are some of the services that Longevity has. And to go and check out more of these services, if you go to longevityservices.com/ whatever your ID number or your username is, like the username or your ID number that you use when you order your product, whatever that is goes at the end. So it's Longevity Services with an S .com/ your ID number, whatever your ID number is. So in my case, it's longevityservices.com/ 408-588. And that will take me to my specific site with my name on it, my phone number, and my email at the top of that site. So that way when you refer somebody to your site, then they will see your information up there. So if they want to get back to you, they can call you and ask you any questions they have, or you can send them to one of us and we'll help you with that. So I wanted to go over that because that's a major thing. And all of these things are helpful to businesses and people at home. And we spend a lot of money in for Verizon and Sprint and Comcast and all of these outlets that we use for internet. And we got almost deals in every particular place that will save us money. Travel will save us money. Airfare will save us money. I'll tell you a quick story. When the hotel we stayed at was a Hyatt Hotel, 5-star hotel in Dallas, and the rooms normally are $199 a night. But because Youngevity had booked so many and blocked them off, the hotel had given Youngevity for us a rate of $139 a night. Well, this service, the travel service, wasn't in place yet when we were booking our rooms. But Youngevity had a $139 price a night. When we looked at it on our Youngevity service site now, the travel site now, we could have gotten those same rooms for $119. So those rooms were cheaper through the service than they were for the rate that Youngevity negotiated to for us to stay there. So you get a lot of deep discounts, and you still get to enjoy the same type of amenities and things, but you're getting them at a better rate. So I wanted to go over that. And one last time, that site that you go to is youngevityservices.com/whatever ID number you have. And if you don't have an ID number because you're new to the call or you're listening for the first time, talk to the person that invited you to the call or call me. My phone number is 919-599-0916. Again, that's 919-599-0916. And you can call me, you can send me a text, and we'll talk about how to get you set up for these services. Or if you do have an ID number and you're not quite clear, call me and we'll go through it. Just make sure you have your computer up so we can expedite the process. But I wanted to shout that out and let you know that that's something that was added because that's beneficial for all of us and for our family and our friends. And not only that, Youngevity will pay you for sharing that service as well. So with that being said, everybody have a good week. Have a good night. Stay healthy. And just share and connect with people and let them know what greatness we have over here at Youngevity. Thank you and good night.